I've been enjoying this series on heart connections. How do we connect with the hearts of those in our family and then direct and guide their hearts to the heart of the Lord? And we spent the first couple of weeks kind of talking about the theme of training, how important it is to really roll up our sleeves and get involved in the lives of our children and train biblical principles. The last couple of weeks, we focused on the theme of chastening, biblical chastening. What does the Bible say should be done when there's disobedience or rebellion? How do we correct and guide lovingly, biblically, according to God's plan? And we've been studying that. If you missed any of those, you can get them online. Today, we kind of turned a corner from training and chastening to now connecting. How do we connect at the heart level with our children? We're going to end this series with a few weeks on that theme of connecting. Dale Carnegie said, people will work for money, but they'll go the extra mile for praise, recognition, and rewards. And we want to talk today about the power of reward, the power of reward. How can we use the power of reward in the context of our family life? And sometimes we have to think that way intentionally. Zig Ziglar said, some people find fault like there is a reward for finding it. Some of you are naturally pessimistic. So when you look at life, you see what's wrong, all right? And some of you are naturally optimistic. You look at life and you're like, it's great, all right? And you're both looking at the same thing. And sometimes that happens in the realm of parenting, that you look at your children and all you see is problem, 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 problem. And that's not hard to see sometimes. But it has to be balanced with what good do we see and what can we reward. So it's an intentional focus and something that we have to work at in our homes and in our lives. And reward has a power all its own. When it comes from the heart and given to the children, it's an incredible incentive in their life. Now, we talked about biblical chastening. The biblical chastening, and I told you last Sunday when we talked about it in depth, it's one of those things that as a dad, I hate to do, but I have to do. So biblical chastening is one of those things that is needful, but you got to kind of make yourself do it, okay? The rewarding part, the connecting part, I don't know about you, but in parenting, that's like, now this is the part of parenting I love. This is great. This is what it's all about. And we want to seek to be an encouragement to our children. We want to be their biggest fan. Now, let me give a prerequisite, and then we're going to dive into this study in the next couple of weeks on this theme. I'm not talking about bribing. Sometimes when you get into a discussion like this and you begin to study God's word, people kind of get leery, like, he's teaching us to bribe our kids or whatever. Listen, a bribe is something you give to someone so they'll do something wrong, okay? We're not talking about bribing, all right? We're talking about a reward, and that is something you offer to someone who's doing something right. And when you have a hesitancy about, well, what place does that have in our home? Well, ask yourself this question. Does God motivate his children with rewards? And any student of the Bible answers, yes, absolutely God does, and we want to learn from him. All right, then how do we use the power of reward in our home? And God offers three main kinds of incentives in the Bible. So let's study this so we have context as we dive in, okay? Number one, God offers the prize. Now, the prize is a goal-oriented, and it focuses on long-term achievement. So there's a goal set by God. It's going to take a lifetime to achieve, and if you make it, there's a prize at the end. So God cast the vision. I've got something to look at. I've got direction. I've got something to strive for, to work at, to reach forth, to stretch to. And if I complete on course, there's compensation, and if I quit, I lose, all right? We want to hear at the end of our life, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well, can I be honest with you? Not everybody's going to hear that. Because God throws it out there, let's all hear at the end of our life, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Then the small print of the contract. Here's all the stuff you've got to do. You've got to live a life that is dead to flesh, that is filled with the Spirit. You've got to focus on things of eternity. There's crowns that you can earn, but there's a life that has to be lived worthy of that. And so there is a prize given when the goal is accomplished over a long-term achievement. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. Let me just pause right here, and I'm not going to take this rabbit trail too far. But they all ran, and how many won? One. We live in a culture and a society where everybody wins. That's not only not true or realistic, it's anti-Bible. They all ran 1-1, okay? We live in a culture and a society where we want to reward average. We want to reward participation. You showed up. So let's celebrate because we don't want you to feel bad. God says, no, there's a race, one wins, okay? There's got to be something we're striving for in life, and it's going to take an effort far beyond showing up, all right? So what do? The challenge then in the verse says, so run. If you want to win, run that you may obtain, all right? So there's a race. Now, I understand your race is different than my race. God designed your life differently than he designed mine. Your will is different than mine as far as God is concerned. 90% of it would be the same. God wants everybody to be in church today. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. So there are many things about God's will that are the same for all of us, but there are some that are specific in the sense of my role and design in yours, but God wants us to run that race to obtain that crown. Paul said in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So there is a prize given by God to those who attain the goal through a long-term achievement. They've kept their eyes on the prize and they've stayed after it. This is a reward that God gives to faithful children, but also gives, God also uses, secondly, the reward. And the reward is pattern-oriented and focuses on responsibility. So it comes more often than the prize in the sense of it's a response to a constant display of good attitude or carrying out someone's duty or responsibility. So a prize is kind of a long-term evaluation. Then there's something at the end. There, you won the race. You have finished your course. The reward is something that happens more frequently than the prize, and it's an incentive for good attitude and for carrying out one's duty and responsibility. Notice the scripture, Psalms 119:11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Matthew 25, take heed, therefore, the talent from him, and give unto him that which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. You know the story. The master left, one servant given 1 talent, one servant given 2 talents, one servant given 5 talents. The master comes back. The one who had 5 made it 10. The one who had 2 made it 4. The one who had 1 buried it for fear of what the master would do, and then returned the 1. The master said, I should have my own plus usury. So he took the 1 from the servant and gave it to the one that had 10. Why? He was rewarding the one with 10 that he had done something with the 5. Again, this is anti-cultural in America today. We want to take from the guy who now has 10 and give more to the guy who only has 1 because he needs more. Don't worry about the fact that he just buried it and did absolutely nothing, while the guy who had 5 made it 10 because he worked. In America today, we want to make it difficult for the guy working. We want to take from his increase, and we want to give it to the people who don't work because they don't have enough. That's the American dream, or so it would seem today, okay? The original American dream, which is more in line with the Bible, was you have to work to eat. So people who worked, they were given more, not because they're elite or entitled. It's just because they worked. And the Bible says, in all labor there is profit. And the Bible was teaching that when the master came to set things in order, the guy who did absolutely nothing was not rewarded. In fact, it was taken from. If you can't be trusted with 1, then let's give it to the guy who made 5, 10, and give it to him and see what he can do with it. And there was a reward given to the one who did something with what he had been given. 1 Corinthians 3:8. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. So when there was labor, then there was a reward that followed. 1 Corinthians 9:17. For I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. Colossians 3. Knowing that the Lord, he shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for he has served the Lord Christ. Revelation. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So the Bible is clear. Rewards are going to be given to those who are working. Okay? They are striving with the right attitude, accomplishing God's will and duty for their life, and God will reward them. I dare say everybody in here has received a reward from God. Has God ever just encouraged you with something you did not expect, and you looked at, hey, we've been trying to do the right thing, and look at what God did for us. Isn't this a blessing? God rewards the attitude and productivity of a child who's living in obedience to him. So you have the prize, kind of a long-term incentive. You have the reward. And then, thirdly, the commendation. The commendation. Now, the commendation is incident-oriented and focuses on approval. This maybe more apt to a daily basis of observing and then affirming the desirable qualities you're looking for. The commendation. God gave this in 2 Corinthians 10:18. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. The Lord commending those who are living righteously before him. 1 Peter 2:14. Or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Now we see in 1 Peter, there's two primary responsibilities for the government that God set up, right? He says, or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him. So God set up government, why? First responsibility, for the punishment of evildoers. Get rid of the bad guys, okay? And secondly, for the praise of them that do well. The responsibility was punishment and praise, correction, and the incentives for doing that which is right. Luke 16:8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. Commendation came for living wisely. Proverbs 12:8. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. According to his wisdom. So God has a prize incentive, long-term achievement. God has rewards, encouragement along the way for doing right. God has commendation, a daily affirmation for the right display of character and attitude. These are incentives God uses with us as his children that we can use in our homes as well. Now, what happens with all of that in the end? Well, we know according to the Bible that we stand before the Lord as Christians before the judgment seat of Christ. And our life, our works and our motives goes through the fire. It goes through a time of testing. And that which is gold, silver, and precious stone will remain. And that which is wood, hay, and stubble will be gone. So that which was done for Christ and the right motive, that we get credit for. And we get to lay a crown at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. That which we did for ourselves to be seen of men, it's gone. We got a reward here on earth and will not get it in heaven. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. So God is going to give his praise in the end for those who are living according and obediently to his word. So what does God reward? And these are things that we want to make sure we are rewarding in our homes as well, because this is what God rewards. This is what God makes big of. And these would all fall under the category of godly character. We've talked about that in this series already, but let's get into specifics. What is God looking for? Number one, he's looking for right living or obedience. God desires obedience, right living in our life. The Bible says in Psalms 58:11, so that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. God is looking for righteous living, people that are living right, that are obeying. Proverbs 11:18, the wicked worketh the deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Now, we talked last week about biblical chastening, and that's part of the equation. But listen, as moms and dads in this room, you want to have a keen eye for every time your child obeys. And when your child says, "Yes, sir, I'd be glad to," and with a smile, they go do whatever you've just told them, and there's obedience, and there's a good attitude, and there's righteous living, you want to pause and at the very least, give a word of commendation. "Hey, I like that. Good job. Hey, thanks for obeying the first time. Hey, thanks for your good spirit. That was great. Keep that up." There might be a reward if that's a repeated behavior in the heart of your children. But keep in mind, you want to be rewarding. You want to incentivize the right kind of living and obedient nature in your children. Number two, self-control is something God rewards. 1 Corinthians 9:25. "Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." An Olympic athlete is not going to eat a bunch of Twinkies in his training regimen to get ready for that race or that swim or whatever. They're going to be temperate. They're going to hold back on some things so that they can do their best. But when we see our children exercising some self-control, whatever that may be in whatever context that may fit in your home and mine, that's something we want to reward. That's something we want to commend. That's something we want to make mention of that we're noticing in their life. Thirdly, perseverance. God rewards perseverance. 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith," Paul said. "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." There's a crown for perseverance, loving the appearing of the Lord and finishing well. Listen, lots of children quit. When you see in your child a perseverance, a sticking with something beyond convenience, staying after something even when it's hard, finishing a job or whatever the case may be, commend that, reward that, highlight that feature and characteristic and make sure to draw something to it. God rewards perseverance. Number four, constancy to purpose. When there is a constancy to purpose, God blesses that. 1 Peter 5:4, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." When you've stayed on target and according to purpose, there's a reward and a blessing for that. Well, let's look for that in our children as well. When they're staying on track, when they're living out the direction that we've given to them, let's reward that. Let's commend them for that. Look for that in their hearts and lives and help cultivate that as well. Number five, endurance through trials. James says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life." Endurance through trials. Man, mom and dad, I'm the only one like me in my school. Nobody else is, not allowed to do that, or everybody has this, or whatever. Whatever kind of difficulty your child may be facing because of their faith or their desire to live for the Lord, and they're exercising an endurance to do the right thing anyway, commend them for that. Encourage them in that. And it may be all kinds of things that they might face in life. But when you see an enduring spirit to continue to do the right thing, irregardless of the opposition, that's something you want to reward. Number six, a faithfulness unto death. Revelation 2:10. "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." God rewards faithfulness, and you and I want to look for faithfulness in our children and reward that as well. That could be in the academic world. That could be in home life responsibility. But look for faithfulness and their commitment to it. Number seven, a loyalty and persecution. Matthew 5, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Luke 6:23, rejoice in the day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. So there is a reward for those who were loyal even in a difficult time. Even when being reviled or persecuted, they were loyal, they were faithful. Listen, we're going to have to raise children who can do the right thing in the face of opposition. We are not living in a time in America where what is right is popular. We are living in a time in America where often what is right is not popular at all. And some dismiss it, but some flat out hate it and are going to oppose it. And our children have to understand, listen, right is right because it is right. It doesn't matter if it's popular or not. There's been times in history where it's been popular. There's been times in history where it's not been popular, but the truth has never changed. So we've got to raise children that can stay loyal, that can stay faithful, that can stay according to purpose and truth, regardless of opposition. But when we see that in their life and in young ages and so on, that's something we want to reward and bless in them. What else does God reward? Number 8, secret giving to the needy. Matthew 6:4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. I don't know that there's anything more fun than discovering that your child has done something like that and then making big of it. In our family, Joseph is the giver. Susanna's a giver. He probably gets it from her. And that's just who Joseph is. If somebody comes over, he wants to give them something. And it's like, Joseph, that was like your birthday present from yesterday. Yeah, I know, but they really need it, you know, whatever. And, you know, he's giving it away, you know. And, Joseph, that's like your last pair of shoes, buddy. You might want to keep that pair, you know. Nah, they need it, Dad. It'll be fine. You know, that's just his nature. He just loves to give. It's who he is. But that's something that we should reward and commend in his life. And as you see giving and secret giving, not something for show or to be made a spectacle of, but just finding a need and doing it. Annalene, she came in early with me this morning, and her Sunday school teacher at 8:30 has a birthday this week. And so Annalene was like, Dad, can we get there really early? And I want to go to the classroom, and I want to decorate it. We're going to do a little cake, and we're going to do all this stuff, and we want to be a blessing to her this morning. It's going to be great, you know? And I thought, that's awesome. Annalene going into the sixth grade and wanting to do for someone else and make it special for them. Look for things like that in the hearts of your kids and praise them for it. Number 9, private prayer. But thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. When you walk in on your child praying or reading God's word or whatever, and you may give them the privacy to finish their time with the Lord, but be sure to come back to that with a, that's awesome, way to go, and commend them for that. The movie on prayer the brothers did, is it called The War Room? Am I saying that right? Anybody know? Anybody see that movie, The War Room? I think it is. So our family watched The War Room when we could get it on DVD or whatever it was. And I appreciate some of the themes in the movies that the Kendrick brothers have done. And I thought that was great in calling our attention to the need of prayer. Well, Susanna and I noticed probably within a month from that movie that we would go and we would look at the closets of our children. And they had taken poster board and they had taken markers and they had created their own war room. And they had written out things they wanted to pray about, people they wanted to pray for. They had like postcards on there of missionaries, you know. And I don't know, I'm sure they all knew about each other's or whatever. Suzanne and I were not aware of it until we saw it when it was all done. But they had all created this war room type thing to, and Joseph's was a little comical because his closet's really small, but he had it nonetheless, you know, and they had this place where they would go and they would pray and they would pray over these things. And when you see things like that in your kids, praise that, commend that, reward that when we see the habit of private prayer. Number 10, private fasting. that thou may appear not unto all men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. When there's the volunteer of not partaking in a meal, to spend extra time with the Lord or in prayer, that should be commended. Number 11, sacrificial love. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Isn't that an amazing description of God? The latter part of that verse in Luke. For He is kind. Okay, we knew that. Yeah, but watch this. Unto the unthankful and the evil. Wow. What a God we serve. He's kind to the unthankful and to the evil. God is kind. By the way, we're to be like Christ. And when you see in your child a display of love or kindness, when it really wasn't deserved, when the other child didn't deserve that response, or when that situation could have maybe sent their heart sideways, when they responded in love, notice that, commend it, praise it, and bless them along the way. So God rewards a Christ-like character. And we could cover many other things that God rewards, but He does. And He has a prize, and He has a reward, and He has commendation, and He offers a range of incentives for doing the right thing. And I believe you and I as parents would do well to learn the power of reward. Now, a few things, and we're going to leave. Always praise character. Never praise talent. Always praise character. Never praise talent. Why? Because the praising of character builds more character. That's what we want in our kids. The praising of talent builds an ego. The natural beauty of your son or daughter has nothing to do with them. That's God. There may be an incline naturally to academics. There may be an incline naturally to athletics. Now, if there's hard work and practice, praise that. Praise that. But don't just praise the natural ability or the talent. That's God-given. Teach a gratitude and a humility for that, but always praise character. Look every day for something to praise your children for. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." Do we want our kids to accomplish something great for God? Yes. How is that going to be a reality? Praise, affirmation, be their cheerleader, and encourage them along the way. I'll give you this, we're out of time. The most empowering rewards, what are they? You might want to jot these three down in the margin, okay? The most empowering rewards you have as a parent in your toolbox. Number one, genuine praise. When you see something in the life of your child and you give a heartfelt praise and affirmation to them, that is an incredible reward that you can use in your parenting toolbox. Number two, sincere appreciation. When you discern in the life or heart of your child something they've done for you, something they did for somebody else, a characteristic or an attitude that they're displaying, and you take the time eye to eye to sincerely communicate appreciation, that's a huge reward. People like doing things they're appreciated for. Number three, what's another empowering reward you have at your fingertips? Number three, time with you. Time with you. And by the way, can I encourage you with something? Those three will cost you nothing. Well, I took my kid to Disneyland. That's great. But those are more powerful than that. It won't cost you a thing. But if you'll get some time with them, if you will sincerely appreciate them, if you will genuinely praise them, these are powerful tools that you can utilize in rewarding your children for good and godly character. The power of reward is a powerful tool. God uses it consistently in Scripture and in our lives. Let's learn from it, and let's use it in our homes as well. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for some time together in your word. Thank you, Lord, for a great week. What a joy it was to see the men at the Men and Boys camp out and just enjoying that time in the mountaintop, to come home and to hear of the ladies' tea and the great spirit there, and the Q&A, and just the wisdom shared, the time, the memories, the laughter, the fellowship. being in class together today with an excellent spirit. God, we're grateful. We know it's you and we praise you for it. And Lord, as we look at your word and we learn from you and how you reward and how you incentivize right living, Lord, help us to learn from you. Help us to strive for your reward in our own life. And then help us to use the power of reward in our homes. And may we know our children. May we discern when their attitude is right and their behavior is godly. And may we take time to genuinely praise them for that, to appreciate them and their behavior, and to get some time with them and affirm that going forward. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to use this tool to the furtherance of our homes and for the development of our children to live for you. Bless our families this week. July 4th, may some extra family time together keep them safe, and bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.